the states of Arkansas and Oklahoma straddle the Illinois River watershed. Oklahoma has strict rules regarding pollution discharge limits into the Illinois, which it classifies as a scenic and recreational stream. Arkansas's rules are less strict. As a consequence, both states have battled for years in both the courts and the press over water quality limits. But late last month, both states agreed to work together, building upon a pact struck 10 years ago. Ozarks at-largest Jacqueline Froelich reports.
The Illinois River flows deep and green above polished gravel, creates wide ripples over miles of forested shallow bedrock, and curves around tall, sun-drenched farm fields. The headwaters are in Washington County, Arkansas, near Hawkeye. The Illinois crosses into Oklahoma at Siloam Springs, then flows southwest until it's impounded at Lake Tenkiller south of Tahlequah. And although it looks clear and clean, downstream in Oklahoma, the river has been declared impaired by the Environmental Protection Agency under the Clean Water Act. The story begins in 1970, when the Oklahoma legislature recognized the fragility of the Illinois watershed and declared the river, as well as six others, scenic. 3 decades later, urban and agricultural development, especially industrial poultry farming in northwest Arkansas, was heavily polluting the river. At that point, millions of tons of poultry house bedding or litter from more than 2,000 poultry farms was being spread annually on grazing fields as valuable fertilizer. It contains lots of phosphorus, a key poultry nutrient. That nutrient washes off into streams, forcing aquatic plants to bloom, stealing oxygen, and sliming waterways. So in 2002, the Oklahoma Water Resources Board set a very strict numeric in-stream phosphorus limit of 0.037 milligrams per liter and signed a compact with Arkansas a year later to evaluate and control phosphorus discharges. Northwest Arkansas Waste Treatment Plant spent millions of dollars upgrading their effluent to try to meet Oklahoma's standard, and the state enacted a set of new laws to better regulate poultry litter use. But those laws don't come close to Oklahoma, which transports 80% of all poultry waste out of the watershed. In 2005, the state of Oklahoma sued Tyson Foods and five other poultry companies for polluting the Illinois River. The case went to trial in U.S. District Court in Tulsa in 2009, concluded a year later. A decision is still pending. Oklahoma's phosphorus metric recently underwent technical review and was found to have merit, but Arkansas still maintains its standard is too strict, not scientifically credible, and was poised to file suit to prove a point. Now instead, Arkansas Attorney General Dusty McDaniel began talking with Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt to try to resolve the impasse once and for all.
And what I hoped and what I came to learn quickly that he also hoped and believed was that we should turn the page on the history between Arkansas and Oklahoma and do our best to stop being litigants and combatants in court and go about the business of working towards improving our shared environment and our shared economy in northwest Arkansas and eastern Oklahoma.
Attorney General McDaniel says despite all the haggling, the watershed has greatly improved.
The phosphorus levels in the Illinois River watershed and throughout the scenic rivers of eastern Oklahoma and northwest Arkansas have dropped dramatically over the last 10 years. It's truly a success story. But the question is, what's the next step? And I thought that it would be much better for us to get the best available science, the best available plan going forward, and not base it on what we believe to be the least lesser quality scientific data from 10 or 12 years ago.
And this new water quality study funded by the state of Arkansas will measure stressor response. It's an EPA-approved testing method to calculate just how much phosphorus a river can tolerate, yet remain healthy. An independent laboratory will be chosen to conduct it.
That vendor will be chosen by a committee, which is comprised of six individuals with obvious qualifications outlined, to be appointed three by the governor of Oklahoma and three by the governor of Arkansas.
Why is Arkansas footing the bill on this two-state water quality study?
Well, obviously, the litigation over the years has been very expensive for Arkansas. We're the ones who are asking for a new study that is rooted in science, and the negotiations have been very meticulous over the course of more than a year. And the last thing I thought we ought to be arguing about is the price of the study. So one of the first steps of goodwill by the state of Arkansas was to take the cost of the study off the table on day one.
The project will take about 3 years to complete, McDaniel says, and is critical to brokering a final workable water quality relation between both states.
Here you see an old problem, a complicated problem, an expensive problem, and a Republican attorney general and a Democratic attorney general. We didn't take that approach. We came together. We have worked out what we believe to be an effective and important agreement that should be exciting to the environmental and business communities of two states. And that is a big step that should make the citizens of both states proud and hopeful for the future.
A new compact, however, will not have any bearing on Oklahoma's longstanding lawsuit against Arkansas's poultry industry. The Tulsa World reported that the water quality negotiations had been hammered out in secret, but Attorney General Dustin McDaniel says it was important to keep negotiations contained.
It was hardly in secret. Everyone from every agency in both states that were involved with this and aware of the issues were informed and were working together with one another. Now, I will say that we didn't riddle the process with a bunch of press releases, and that made it much more effective in communicating with one another because there was, instead of dueling press releases, which has been the history between Arkansas and Oklahoma between our predecessors, there was an open telephone line, and we spoke to each other as professionals and with respect, and it was a great process.
Diane Clay, spokesperson for Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt, says the project will be coordinated by agents from both states.
The committee that will be put together will have three people from Oklahoma's governor and three people from Arkansas's governor, and they will help oversee the study. And they'll also be doing interim reports and also final reports to make sure everyone knows what's going on with the process and what they're using to determine their outcomes.
A goal is to strike a balance between Arkansas's industrial development and Oklahoma's recreational use of the river.
I don't know how it's perceived in Arkansas. I mean, I know in Oklahoma it's a recreation destination. Obviously, they have companies set up there where you can float the Illinois in canoes. People camp. It's very family-oriented. A lot of people head out to, you know, Tahlequah and eastern Oklahoma to enjoy it. And so it's something that they want to protect. But, you know, people in Oklahoma are practical, too, and they know that, you know, business is important and agriculture is important. And I know in Arkansas it's the same thing. So they need to find a balance to make sure, you know, those types of businesses can continue, but we can still have a clear river for, you know, recreation and enjoying nature.
A key side player in all this is Save the Illinois River, or STIR, an Oklahoma-based citizens coalition in Tahlequah that joined the state of Oklahoma in suing EPA back in the 1980s to block the city of Fayetteville from discharging treated sewage waste into the Illinois River. The Supreme Court ruling allowed, for the first time, downstream states to set and enforce water quality standards. And STIR co-founder Ed Brocksmith says because five of Oklahoma's 6 scenic streams originate in Arkansas, it's time for Arkansas to adopt a strict numeric limit.
Arkansas doesn't have a numeric limit. It has what is called a narrative limit. In other words, it places certain values on water quality, none of those values having a definite number.
In an email response for this report, Catherine Beninati, spokesperson for the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality, confirmed that Arkansas has no in-stream numeric limit. Narrative criteria are statements describing a desired water quality goal, but perhaps a new pact and new scientific research may help both states to find common water quality denominators. Again, Ed Brocksmith.
Under terms of the agreement, it is conceivable that the 0.037 milligrams per liter limit that Oklahoma has adopted for phosphorus in scenic rivers could be weakened, or it could be strengthened, or it could remain the same.
And Arkansas's environmental and agricultural agencies will be bound to readjust regulations and permitting accordingly. Still, it will take decades for the Illinois River watershed to purge excess phosphorus. An independent groundbreaking phosphorus mass balance study released in the spring of 2002 by researcher Mark Nelson at the Arkansas Water Resources Center in Fayetteville found that the nutrient tends to accumulate and then very slowly leach downstream. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
Funny is as funny does. I couldn't help but notice here, will you model for a painting session? Is this on the up and up or what?
Yes.
What sort of modeling would it be?
Portrait.
Why would I have to be nude for a portrait? If it's just a face.
We practice flesh tones.
Join me this week on the What Do You Know Radio Hour from PRI, Public Radio International.
What Do You Know? Saturday mornings at 10 here on KUAF 91.3 FM.